Where are we exactly as a New York City homeowner is arrested and forced to hand over her home to a squatter? Where are we when the president can threaten Supreme Court justices for upholding the Constitution? When anyone would apologize to someone like Laken Riley's killer for anything, much less calling him an illegal? Where are we with $33 trillion in debt and no major shipbuilding, but two wars at the same time? Why does the president use so many fictitious email names on those Hunter Biden laptops and in many other places? Why does he have so many multi-million-dollar homes? He's never made any serious money as a politician. Where are we when Elspeth Dürmer Wrigley, a lawyer, and the government department she works with, have been sued after she expressed the belief, vocally, that only women menstruate? Are we in Washington State, which has ruled that prospective lawyers will no longer be required to pass a bar exam to practice in the state because the bar exam was too difficult for, quote, examinees of color? Why have all the powers we gave government to stop terrorists? Why are these powers being used to terrorize us? Why does inclusiveness include everything except opposing views? Why did workers at Tyson Foods get vaxxed so they wouldn't get fired? And then they got fired anyways and were replaced by illegals who aren't vaxxed. I guess all I really need to remember is that Trump said there'd be a bloodbath in the automotive industry, and he is a very, very bad, bad, bad person. This is News Talk 1100, WCGA.